Hi, this is Ted Nguyen in beautiful Orange County, and I am so excited. I have a special guest with me from the other side of our beautiful country, and that's in Arkansas. First of all, good morning, and introduce yourself.
Hi, Ted. Well, it's Pete Allen Smith from my farm, Lost Mountain Farm in central Arkansas.
And I have been a viewer of your show on PBS, locally here at PBS SoCal. I'm an advisory committee of PBS SoCal as well. So I am, you know, experiencing almost everything that you're experiencing on the slice of heaven, which is your farm. So tell me about that special heritage farm and, you know, what got you started and so inspired to inspire so many people across the world.
Well, you know, we're in our 15th season of that PBS show that you mentioned, Ted, Garden Home. And Garden Home is really about helping people live a better life by making better choices, greener choices. And about 10 years ago, I decided that it was time to really show people how to grow food in a big way and demonstrate a lot of the principles that I've been talking about for, well, quite some time, living a more natural life. And so I found this farm. It goes back to 1840, and we really tried to honor place and time in the design of this farm. And the gardens are open to the public as well as the house, and we have lots of visitors who come from all over the country. Of course, you're based in California, and you wouldn't believe the number of our California fans that actually come to see us here in central Arkansas.
And, you know, speaking of Arkansas, I understand that it's the 100th anniversary of our national park system, which is an amazing milestone. And Arkansas is one of the few undiscovered gems of North America. I don't know that many people that have ventured to your parts, but I understand it's a gorgeous setting with beautiful natural environment and hospitable people. So tell me about some of your top destinations in Arkansas.
Yeah. Well, thank you for those kind words about the state, and I think they're all very true. Arkansas is called the natural state, and that's by no accident. It's a very natural, it's blessed with all sorts of natural beauty. You mentioned the 100th anniversary of the state, the national park system. You know, the Hot Springs National Park was one of the first properties considered by Congress in the end of the 19th century. It's a very old place. Actually, Hernando de Soto visited central Arkansas in the 1500s and discovered these hot springs, and even today you can go and enjoy the health benefits of the waters and a spa. There are other national parks here in the state as well, particularly for those nature lovers, like the Buffalo River National Park. I like to canoe, and so it's the perfect river to canoe to see these gorgeous bluffs. And then there's another one that I was just visiting recently called Blanchard Springs Caverns. So if you're into caverns and rolling streams and natural beauty, Blanchard Springs is a really great place to visit when you're in the state.
You know, what is it about Arkansas that really inspires you and what's, you know, really formed you as an individual, you know, growing up in that area? And tell me a little bit more about how you became a cultural ambassador for the state, as well as, you know, lending your expertise in the world of gardening, lifestyle, and everything else that you're doing. And how has Arkansas inspired you?
Well, yeah, I grew up in Arkansas, and it's always been home for me. And with the media outreach that we've created since I formed the company in 1993, I've had opportunities to live in other parts of the country that may have made more sense from a media standpoint. You know what I mean, Ted? I mean, obviously Los Angeles would have been an obvious choice, or New York. But I really wanted to stay here because I love the people. My grandmother always used to say, you need to bloom where you're planted. So I followed that philosophy. And I just love this. I love the natural quality of the state. I love the fact that it's really a kind of a little secret out there, and more people are discovering it. When we have guests who come from other parts of the country who've never been here before, they resonate some of the points you just made. They're surprised at how beautiful it is and how friendly the people are here when they do visit.
Mm-hmm. You know, I also understand that there's another natural area that people can actually do a little bit of of mining, and it's actually diamond mining. So tell me a little bit about that. And can people make up the cost of lodging and transport to Arkansas by testing their luck at this beautiful mine?
Yes, they can. It's called Crater of Diamonds State Park. It's near Murfreesboro, Arkansas. And if people want more information about any of these parks or the Crater of Diamonds, they can go to Arkansas.com. But what's wonderful about it, Ted, is it represents, I think, how geologically diverse and unique Arkansas really is, with our mountains, the western part of the state. You find these amazing crystal formations that you can actually find and keep. And then at Murfreesboro, you can actually pan for diamonds. There's a diamond mine there, or diamond field. And every year, people find diamonds. And I've been a couple of times myself. I haven't been so lucky to bring home bling, but mm-hmm. People do. And what's wonderful is if you find diamonds, you absolutely get to keep them.
Well, I'm sure that's a thrill for a lot of people, and hopefully I'll be making it down there to Arkansas to visit your beautiful farm. I think it's beyond a farm, as well as the rest of the state. So tell them about some of your favorite things to do, as well as to eat, to our listeners out there who are interested in visiting Arkansas.
Well, when I travel around the state, I like to sort of plot out fun places to stop and just enjoy the local food. One of my favorite destinations is Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art, which is new. It's only about 4 or 5 years old in northwest Arkansas. It has an incredible collection of American art. It's really a world-class facility and should be seen by everyone. I just love to go to places and just sort of veg out. I love to unplug from technology. At a certain point, we all have to. And so going to one of our beautiful lakes, like Lake de Grey or Greer's Ferry Lake, and just enjoying maybe a long weekend is a really wonderful way to unplug and enjoy nature. And again, if folks want to know more about these destinations, they can go to Arkansas.com. And if they're interested in coming to our farm, they can go to callenspiff.com.
Mm-hmm. So tell us, as far as your farm itself, what are some of the upcoming projects that you have, either short-term or long-term, that you're excited about and that visitors as well as media folks can look forward to?
Well, one of the things that we're dedicated to here at the farm is conservation. We're very interested in livestock conservation. We have heritage flocks here. We're very dedicated to the conservation of heritage poultry. We have over 60 breeds of heritage chickens, and we just had a big workshop where we had 250 people here, all day long workshop, learning about the importance of the conservation of these great old breeds. We also have flocks of sheep and other things for people to see, but genetic conservation is very important to me. Also, collecting and trialing different types of vegetable varieties. Food is a very important part of what we're about here at Moss Mountain Farm. We're all organic. We trial vegetable seeds for a company in California called Cicada, and I have my own line of seed called the Homegrown Collection. And then we also trial for bonnie plants, and growing these plants and trialing them and using them as a part of our food service is an important part of the experience here. We're all about farm-to-table and the whole local food economy.
Mm-hmm. It's so important nowadays, with everything being mass produced. And I think I love the voice that you're providing in that it's back to basics and back to preserving our natural heritage. That's what's made America so wonderful and so great, not only the natural setting, but then also the heritage animals that you're referring to, as well as the agriculture. So what is, it that's really inspired you to do all this in the 20 seconds that we have left?
Well, Ted, I appreciate everything you just said. But, I feel like people want to reconnect to a simpler life, and I think that they want to connect to nature. I saw several years ago the the need to reconnect our farm heritage, and that's one of the reasons we created Moss Mountain Farm and one of the reasons we open it to the public, and we hope you'll come see us soon.
Well, I'm really excited. So I'm speaking to Alan Smith, and I am so excited to visit Arkansas soon. And just stay tuned for more information at Ted Nguyen USA.